I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Time now for our regular segment on business and finance. We're talking with our friends at Marketplace. And the subject today is numbers, because there are new numbers out from the government, and they show two things that seem to not go together. One, there are fewer people working. The economy has lost jobs. But at the same time, manufacturing is going up. Kai Ryssdal, do I have that correct?
Yes and no, and sadly that's going to be the theme of the morning here.
No,
yes, you have
right?
it right, and no, you don't.
Yeah.
Unemployment, actually the rate fell, so the percentage of the population that is not working fell to 6.2%, and that's all well and good. But the number of jobs in the economy fell by 44,000 in the month of July. And you contrast that with manufacturing, which has been deeply troubled low these many years during the recession, and it is now showing some signs of a turnaround. For the first month in 5 months, the manufacturing sector is expanding. And I think what you want to do here is dig a little deeper into the data, and what you'll find is that workers are working more productively. That is, factories and manufacturers are getting more units of production, if I can be very macroeconomic here, more units of production out of their workers per hour worked. And that's how those two numbers can be reconciled.
So if those numbers are reconciled, is the news today good news or bad news?
It is good news that the unemployment rate has fallen. But there is a disparity there because there are fewer people looking for work. So, of course, the number of people looking for work has fallen. The unemployment rate has fallen. And that's what you get if you dig down into this data. Let me add one more thing here, and that is that it's really difficult to find the truth in these kinds of numbers. If you parse these things very closely, you'll see that the government comes out very often and revises previous estimates of things like jobs lost. For example, in the month of May, it said at the time 30,000 jobs had been disappeared from the economy. Well, it turns out it came out today and said 76,000 jobs had been disappeared from the economy. So
That's a big difference.
It is a big difference, and it's a pet peeve of mine, which is problematical because that's what I try to do every day is explain these numbers, but it's very difficult to get at the truth.
Well, how do people sort this out? How do you figure out what's right?
I had exactly the same question. So here's what I did. I went to a guy who makes his living doing this. His name is Nigel Gault. He's a research director at a firm called Global Insight. Here's what he had to say.
The average guy would naturally tend to focus on more what's going on in the employment numbers than the way the bean counters add up GDP.
Bean counter is obviously his word, but the bottom line is you have to look at what's most important to you. And here, if you extend that a little bit farther, is the key point. If you try to follow these numbers on a weekly or monthly basis, it'll drive you nuts. You have to do some trend analysis and look at how things are going, and that's how you find the answers.
Kai, what else do you have today?
Well, here in the Marketplace newsroom, we'll be following those numbers as best we can, and we'll have the week on Wall Street.
Kai Ryssdal of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Pleasure.